like the ones I used to know. Where those treetops listen and children listen to hear sleigh bells in.
Please don't besmirch the good name of the boss when he's not here. He may be listening.
All I said was he would be bashing his head into the wall with all this Christmas music today.
Does he officially hate Christmas music?
Well, he doesn't like music.
He likes music, he just doesn't know music.
All my previous attempts to play Christmas music were met with,
I think it's because you played them before Thanksgiving.
Yes.
It's the holiday season.
Right, but even you say Thanksgiving's underrated, it's one of the best holidays, but you've already jumped ahead to Christmas. I think that was his entire point.
Well, if Thanksgiving had better festive songs, we wouldn't have ran into that issue this year.
Fair enough. Boys, championship weekend starts tonight.
Yeah, is it just the Pac-12, or do we got any other championship games tonight? I'm sure we do.
That's a good question. So Akron's at Buffalo. I don't think that's for a championship, because I believe Akron won like one or two games. They were in the bottom 10 that we did on Tuesday. You do have North Texas at UTSA. Let's see if this is a championship game.
Do some scouting.
Yeah, this is the Conference USA Championship. UTSA, the Roadrunners, on Tennessee's schedule next year, are 10-2, 8-0 in the conference. They are facing the North Texas Mean Green, who went 6-2 in the conference, 7-5 overall. Of course, UTSA is 75% chance of victory and an 8.5-point favorite for the Conference USA Championship. Let me just double-check this. Yeah, Akron plays Buffalo, but it is not a championship game. Akron is 2-9, Buffalo 5-6 after Lance Leopold leaves, jumps to Kansas. He got a big raise and extension, if I'm not mistaken. Did he not?
Yeah, he's locked in there for, I believe, what, 6 more years, 7 more years?
That sounds right. Did Wisconsin make a run at him?
Yeah, I believe so.
They had to have, right? I don't know if they were serious about him or think he's a gimmick. Maybe that was too big of a change offensively to go get Lance Leopold and bring him into Wisconsin. Feels like if they had really wanted him, that's a job he would have taken. Because wasn't it Wisconsin Whitewater that he took to like several championships when he was there before Danny White hired him to Buffalo?
Maybe.
Thanks, Hickman. Appreciate it. The big one tonight, though, 8 o'clock, Fox is the 9-3 Utah Utes, currently ranked number 11, against the Southern Cal Trojans. 11-1, 8-1 in the conference for the Pac-12 championship. Man, this has a chance to be a pretty good football game. Utah, get this, guys. Utah is a 61.2% favorite according to the FPI, which we have, of course, canceled several times. So Utah, according to the FPI, favorite by 60-plus percent, but Southern Cal is a 2.5-point favorite, over-under set at 66.5. Does Southern Cal survive tonight against Utah, this game being played in Las Vegas?
I think USC wins.
Well, that's not the chaos we need. What are you doing?
I know it'll hurt Tennessee, but
it doesn't really hurt us.
If my USC thought leaves. Comes true.
What's your thought? Go ahead.
We jump Alabama. Then that's the first piece in the puzzle we would also need. Actually, that's the second piece. LSU getting curb stomped by Georgia would be the first.
Wait, you just said you'd be – oh, you're saying you want USC to – we need USC to lose, but you think they're going to win. I gotcha.
There's something about that Utah team that just doesn't strike fear into me.
Well, remember, they should be 10-2.
They should be.
Didn't you say, Hickman, though, that you could see us jumping Alabama?
Yeah.
No matter results from the weekend, right?
I think you need – no, I don't think you'll do it without LSU getting curb stomped by Georgia. But, I mean, I could see it.
Of course, the only Southern Cal loss on the season was to Utah. However, it was at Utah by a point, 43-42.
Yeah, they went for two, I think, to win the game.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Gosh. I hope they called a better play against – them than they did Florida with that stupid goal line garbage they were throwing out
there. It's crazy, and it makes me mad that that's what's standing in between USC having an undefeated season right now is a failed two-point conversion. Just kind of makes you angry a little bit.
For who? USC. For Southern Cal?
Yeah.
Appreciate the gutsy call there, or do you think you should have kicked the field goal and played for overtime?
You might be undefeated right now. I would say if USC gets Utah to overtime, when you just look at weapons on the teams, I would probably go with USC to pull it out.
Yeah, and I don't know what the book says on that. I mean, usually if you're at home, you play for overtime, and if you're on the road, which they were, you try to play for the win and just get out of there. But, yeah, with all the weapons they have, I feel like you'd want to give them a couple shots. And Utah, that was fairly early in the season. Based on what I saw against Florida, I would be okay with Utah trying to run goal line stuff against me, or especially inside the red zone. So you're taking Southern Cal. Brett, you got Southern Cal or Utah?
I got Utah.
Are we going to do some official picks on all these games later?
No.
We're doing them right now.
No, we're just talking about them. I mean, not for points or anything.
How do we know who wins then?
I don't think. Hang on, let me double check.
We got to keep up with.
Are all that close.
Let me double check. No, there's no games listed this week.
We can.
It's officially. No, we only do regular season. It's. I mean, we can do them, and maybe Daniel will write them down.
Utah. Who are you picking?
He took USC. Southern Cal. Is this against the spread or straight up?
Straight up.
Okay, you're trying to change the rules on me.
Who you got?
I think Southern Cal wins. I don't want it to happen, but I think Southern Cal wins. I mean. Utah's not a bad environment to go play in, and the fact that it was – I'm excited for it. I think it could be a super high-scoring, back-and-forth, up-and-down-the-field type game. The first one sure was. But I think Lincoln Riley's a really good coach, and I think he'll have them ready to play. They're playing for a little bit more, obviously, than Utah, so I guess the pressure could get to them. Utah comes out and plays free, nothing to lose. But obviously Utah, of course, I mean, they'd love to hang a – Pac-12 championship banner, but man, Southern Cal and Lincoln Riley, like, I don't know enough about him as a person, but I've watched his teams play and they're good. I mean, he gets the most out of. If Caleb Williams wins the Heisman, is that four in the last?
Would have Murray, right?
Baker,
Murray, Baker,
Manziel. No, Manziel.
No, he didn't have Manziel. Who Hurts didn't win it. So
he
this
had
would be
another one.
I thought he had one more, too.
Was it as a coordinator?
No.
No, I thought he had at least three at Oklahoma.
No, he had one at Oklahoma, but I thought he had one as a coordinator at Oklahoma with Baker. Or no, I guess he was head coach that year, right? Did he have three at Oklahoma?
Who are the three?
Baker.
Well, we know the two, Murray and Baker. I'm trying to remember. I thought there was one more, but maybe not. So this would be, what, his third in 5 years, 6 years? Yeah, if you want to play quarterback, playing for Lincoln Riley is not a bad idea. Tomorrow's matchups, really awesome slate, man. At noon, you get Kansas State at TCU on ABC.
Is that in Jerry World, I guess?
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
AT&T Stadium.
Yes, it is. Yep. I mean, these are close lines, man. TCU, 2.5-point favorite over Kansas State. These two teams, they did play early. Yeah. Kansas State got out to a pretty good lead. Then TCU storms back, wins 38-28. Mm-hmm. That was at home for TCU. Obviously, this one played in the state of Texas, but I feel like Kansas State fans are going to travel well to this one. I just don't know. This one's.
I just want chaos. I got Kansas State.
I think Kansas
State
wins.
You're just picking them for chaos, right?
Well,
like strictly.
But
they did beat them by 10.
They have a legit chance to win the game.
Well, of course they do. The line's close, but they did. I mean, they've lost by 10. But it's okay. I mean, you can pick with your heart. I don't know who to pick in this game. I agree with, like, this one absolutely could go both ways.
Kansas State had them beat, didn't they, in the first matchup?
Yeah, you
they got out to a
3 or something.
Might have been 21-0, is what you said.
I don't know.
But, the TCU defense is weird. Sometimes they look like garbage, and then sometimes they lock people down and play some really good football. I'm thinking shootout again tonight in this one. I think it's going to be closer than 10, the margin in the first game.
So I know Kansas State was up 28-17 at halftime.
Yeah, they didn't score in the second half.
Good adjustments by the Horned Frog
staff
there.
That was on the road at TCU.
Mm-hmm. Who you got, Hickman?
Give me K-State, former Tennessee quarterback commit, Adrian Martinez. Gets her done.
Former Tennessee commit, former Nebraska quarterback. Man, how bad must Scott Frost be if Martinez – I mean, he hasn't thrown for a ton of yardage this year, but their offense is built a little bit
different. Look how many rush yards he had, though, in a few games this year, absolutely killing it.
He didn't play in the first matchup.
Really?
Yeah.
High five for the jinx. Nice.
It says, Last name's Howard. 13 of 20 for 225, two TDs.
It's not a bad game.
I know
though.
Deuce Vaughn had a pretty good game on the ground, right? Right. That's
yeah,
why.
Yeah, 12 carries, 83 yards in the
that's
touch.
Not too good, but.
They got killed on the ground, though, Kansas State. Miller went for 30 carries, 153 yards, and two touchdowns.
He's good. I'd like to see him in the portal. I'd go pick him up. Would you
personally?
Take, would you take, if I have to, would you take Miller?
There's a lot
yeah.
of.
You know, he's only got 16 touchdowns on the year. I think I'd sign up for that. All right, we'll hit a quick break, come down, go through the rest of these championship Saturday matchups, including the SEC championship between Georgia and LSU. LSU coming off a dumb, stupid, terrible loss to A&M. Can they rebound against the Dogs? I don't know. Went through the Big 12 championship game. Did we do official picks? You've got
K-State.
You've got K-State.
It's hard to beat a team twice.
I've had this feeling about TCU all season. Did you see their strength of record, by the way?
Whose is that?
TCU.
It's good, right? Or bad?
It's unbelievable.
Like strong?
Yes. Really? Their strength of record is like .09.
Tweeted out
I don't know. Okay. But it's 0.1% or 0.9%, less than a percent of the average top 25 team would go undefeated with their record. And I've said all year, like, it feels like they are just kind of hanging on, barely squeaking by. I haven't watched them play a ton, but they don't feel like a championship caliber team to me. And I've been waiting on them to trip and stumble, and they just don't. I think I'm going to go Kansas State, too. I think Kansas State gets them tomorrow.
Overall opponent record.
No, that's not what I was talking about.
Okay. They are at 72 and 71.
I think they have the top strength of schedule left in the top four, though, if I'm not mistaken. All right, the MAC championship, boys. Mm. The Battle of Ohio, Toledo versus Ohio. The Rockets, a three-point favorite. Make your pick.
I don't know why Rockets are favored.
Well, that's a good point. They're 7-5, 5-3 in conference. The Bobcats, 9-3, 7-1 in conference. But they like the Vegas men, they like Toledo. These two teams, they did not play in the regular season.
Oh, the Bobcats are going to win that game.
Taking the Bobcats? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't have to study it. This one doesn't matter. It was just funny because it was on there.
Ohio. 7-1 in the MAC.
These two teams didn't play, though. 7-3 in conference.
Must be a low-scoring game. Only 54 is the over-under.
I'll take Ohio also. Just makes more sense.
It's at Ford Field. It's a tough place to play.
Shout out to the MAC for getting to play at Ford Field. Cool location for those kids who get to
NFL
play in crappy
stadiums
all year.
Yeah.
Coastal Carolina at Troy.
Oh, no. Why are we even picking it? Troy is going to walk the dog on them.
What a year for Troy, man. 10-2. They're 8.5-point favorites, and right now – I'm glad Nate's not here. He would be absolutely, beside himself and distraught.
He's gonna have to get a new bobblehead.
I know it's gonna, or maybe we can paint that one up and make it look like a Liberty Jamie Chadwell outfit. But sounds like Jamie Chadwell in the hunt and in the mix to replace Hugh Freeze at Liberty. I think that'd be a good move for him.
Yeah,
change of scenery, and they can pay him way more than they can at Coastal. I hope he gets the opportunity. And if he wants it, he should take it.
They don't have a beats though.
Wait, aren't they close to one?
They're pretty close.
I don't know.
I'm not sure what part of Virginia they're. You know, Virginia does have beaches.
Yeah, but doesn't it look like they're kind of in like a mountainous area of Virginia, though?
I think so.
At least if you just look at pictures of their campus.
I could not name the city that Liberty is in or point them out on a map. That's a good point by you.
Couldn't you play the Sun Belt Championship somewhere other than Troy's home field?
That's kind of gross, yeah.
That makes all the difference in the world.
Well, don't they put? No, they don't play at Legion Field, do they? I can't remember where they play.
I mean, couldn't you play in, like, Charlotte? I mean, I don't know. Obviously, it's Coastal Carolina, but, I mean, there's got to be, like, a a location, but it's on Troy's home field tonight or tomorrow night.
Maybe do they do that with the team with the better record hosts?
I think they do.
Yeah, to get more fans. That kind of makes some sense. It's kind of like the like women's basketball NCAA tournament, like higher seeds get to host so they can get more tickets sold. Yeah. All right, 4 p.m., I would say the big one, but I mean, I'm going to watch it, but, like, I hate these teams, so whatever. LSU against Georgia. I'm going to go ahead and say at Georgia because it's in Atlanta, and after that loss to A&M, I don't think a lot of LSU fans are going to be too optimistic about their chances to go into Mercedes-Benz Stadium and beat the number one team in the country. According to the FPI, Georgia – this is unbelievable – 83% favorite – according to the FPI, Georgia a 17.5-point favorite as, again, LSU trying to rebound off the – I don't know if I'd call it the worst loss by a good team. No, it's not worse than us losing to South Carolina. No. Or is it? South Carolina was 8-4, but we did get killed.
And it was terrible.
I know, but South Carolina – yeah, like I'm going to go – that might be the worst loss by a good team. That might be the worst loss by a good team.
It's going to be ugly.
I'm going to take Georgia to win since we're going straight up, but does LSU have a chance to cover the 17.5?
No. It'll be a throttle bleeping with no lube.
I think they cover. I think they lose by 2 touchdowns.
You think LSU covers?
LSU,
I think LSU covers.
Just a fluky team. Like they either show up or they are nowhere to be seen on game day. I mean, if KJ Jefferson plays for Arkansas, they're not beating Arkansas, putting up 13 points with KJ Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
Nowhere to be seen when they played us. Now, granted, that's probably the second best defensive performance we had as a unit this year, second to the Kentucky game.
Yeah, we got after him a lot with the.
Is Daniels nursing some sort of injury?
Yeah, he got banged up against A&M.
Beat up.
So he may not be. I don't know. I'm going Georgia now.
Oh, okay. Just
Georgia over.
Switching the pick. Yeah. Okay.
I just thought about the Daniels thing.
He stayed down on the ground. For a couple of minutes after.
A couple of minutes? So he had to come out for a play?
One of them, I don't know if he ever came out for a play. They might have been on like third downs or fourth downs. Mm-hmm. He went down and was on his hands and knees for about at least 25, 30 seconds.
Did he just get the air knocked out of him?
I don't know. He got back up, and then I look over because I quit watching the game for a bit. I look back over, and he's laying down again, just like dead.
How much was it like this? Like he got up to walk off and fell down again, or was it like a different play?
This was like on the next drive.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, give me Georgia to cover. It's a big number, and I don't think Georgia will murder them. I don't think it's going to be like 40-7, because Georgia. I don't know. Do we say they kind of play to the level of their competition a little bit?
I think it's an ugly blowout.
You think Georgia just rolls?
No, I'm not. Like, when I say ugly blowout, I think, like, when you look at the score, you're going to say, oh, that was a blowout.
Okay.
But if you watch the game.
It takes a little longer to get there.
Yeah.
They don't look crisp. They don't look sharp.
It's
I can
like
see
that. It's
not like
they're just absolutely pounding them on offense, but more so they just kind of walk into some turnovers and get lucky a little bit, and LSU just never really has a chance.
I would guess that Kirby was probably pretty frustrated that LSU lost to A&M because if they come in at 10-2, it's a little bit easier to motivate your team. But when you lose the last game to such a bad team in Texas A&M, is there – I guess the motivation for Georgia, if you're Kirby Smart, is obviously you're the number one team in the country. I think they're in the playoffs even if they lose, unless it's something ungodly and Stetson Bennett gets hurt. But is there any extra fire since they lost this game last year to Alabama? I mean, I know they won the national championship, so maybe that takes it away, but is that the only button you can try to push if you're Kirby? Is like, hey, we didn't win this game last year. Let's try to go out and win the SEC championship?
I mean, they're playing for a natty still win or lose, so I think that kind of maybe takes
away. I'm just saying if you're Kirby,
though,
like what do you say to get your guys fired up? Because you're going to go to the playoff no matter what.
I mean, I don't think he has to really say anything. I mean, that's a national championship winning locker room they have over there. I think – just regardless of scenario, records, time or place, I think they're going to show up and they're going to be ready to play.
They need to, because if they show up the way they did against Kentucky.
And
I realize that was on the road, but Kroger Field after the season they had is not exactly a house of horrors for visiting teams. If they show up the way they did against Kentucky, LSU I think does have the skill on the outside. And they're like Daniels can run around a little bit. I don't know how healthy he is, and that's why I'm taking Georgia to cover. But if he can do some of the – we did a really good job containing him, but he ran all over a few teams. Like, he ran all over Ole Miss.
He's on the run for 1,000 yards this season.
That's unbelievable. Is he close to 1,000?
Yeah, I think he's at
That's crazy.
I think he's at 900.
I'd be interested to see if Yeah, A&M, the loss to them by LSU, that could have been another – we talked about look-aheads yesterday. That could have been this is a bad team. We're going to start preparing for Georgia. I expect LSU to play a lot better than they did against A&M. I just wonder how long they can keep that up against a team like Georgia.
Georgia's the only one in the top four. If they lose this weekend, safe.
You don't think Michigan's safe?
No.
Well, I did until Corum is announced out for the season. If they lose to Purdue by 14, and now
they can lose at all.
Oh, at two? If they lose a close one, I think so.
You're not talking about a 9-1 Purdue team coming in there. You're talking about an 8-4. I mean, they've lost.
But they've got
a horrible team.
To everyone's point, though, they've got the best win of any team in college football. The only way it happens is if it's, I think, over 14 and the committee wouldn't admit it, but the way they did Tennessee with Hooker out, they don't have quorum, they can't run the football, they can't throw the football, and then they drop them out. I'd be very –
They dropped us out for losing at Georgia.
I know, Brett.
Why would Michigan not drop out in that scenario?
Because they beat Ohio State. I'm just telling you. I'm not telling you the committee's good. I'm just telling
you. What do you think? You think Michigan should be out if they lose to Purdue this
year? Yeah, I do. But
by a safety,
I'm not making the decision. I'm just telling you what the committee's going to do.
I think
like
Michigan,
they're in.
I think they're in, win or lose.
I do too.
Unless they lose by 3 touchdowns or more.
Now,
if they can't run the football at all, then maybe the committee says, you know, Corum, this was bad.
Michigan's
a
top 4 team in the country, though.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the argument then becomes the Ohio State-Michigan game, and that's who you're going to be debating, right? Who stays? Who?
Yeah. If Michigan loses to Purdue, then the question becomes who's in, Ohio State or Michigan? They're not going to put Ohio State in over Michigan. Unless they're both in, they're not putting Ohio State in over Michigan, period.
I guess I'm saying also, like, if TCU USC loses, then I can see Michigan staying in. But if Michigan was the only one, the biggest favorite on the weekend, loses.
Brett, if they lose to Purdue, though, they're not going to jump Ohio State over Michigan to put them in. We just watched that game 2 weeks ago. I say that they might because of the quorum injury, but I don't think they will. I don't think they will because it's not a quarterback. If it was a quarterback, I think maybe.
I think their running back room did a good job showing against Ohio State that it's just, hey, with this offensive line, it's just next man up.
Yeah, and that, I think the committee would say, like, hey, he didn't play against Ohio State. They still won that game. He's not going to play if they, you know, make the playoff, but they beat Ohio State. I mean, that's the classic Bama-Tennessee thing, Brett. You can't have it both ways. If you want us ahead of Bama for head-to-head, I think Michigan, because that game was – last week, I think Michigan's not going to drop below Ohio State with a loss to Purdue.
Worth noting.
That's the worst loss in the top. Obviously, the top four hadn't lost.
What's Purdue's record? 8-4?
8-4.
They're not good.
Yeah, I just think the committee is saying, because he did say this. He said, look, it's one extra game. That's tougher on these teams. I agree Purdue's not good. I'm just saying they're not going to drop Michigan below Ohio State a week after they beat Ohio State if they lose to Purdue.
They punished us because we lost South Carolina on the road, 8-4.
I agree, and they overly punished us, and they overly punished us when we lost to Georgia.
Yeah,
but it's Michigan. We're not Michigan.
I think they made the playoff properly with the South Carolina loss, but I think once some other teams lost, I think
we jumped back up to 7.
Yeah,
like no. It wasn't awful
at the time.
It seemed harsh.
It did, yeah. But then they went and beat Clemson on the road.
Right, so, and I think that's why we jumped up as much as we did this last ranking. But I'm with you. I think they punished us a little too much when we lost
but
to Georgia.
To Purdue's credit this year, like, I mean, that offense, there's a lot of same pieces on that offense that scored against us last year.
You've said all year they've got a really good offense, and a good offense has a chance in a shootout, and if this game becomes that, Purdue will have a chance.
And another thing that you can't talk about Purdue and not mention this stat, Jeff Brohm has never lost a top three matchup at Purdue.
How many has he had?
I think he's 3-0 in games against the top three in the country.
That's actually very interesting. All right, last game of the night. Clemson at North Carolina. Clemson, North Carolina for the ACC championship. ABC. Clemson a 77.7% favorite according to the matchup predictor. And they are a 7.5-point favorite. Am I crazy? And I think Drake May and North Carolina win this game. I know everyone wants Clemson, Tennessee in the Orange Bowl. I think North Carolina wins this game and goes to the Orange Bowl. I don't think Clemson's offense is good enough. Now, North Carolina's defense stunk early. They got a little bit better late. But I don't think Clemson's offense can keep up with North Carolina if they start carving the way May has done to some pretty good teams this year. I'll take definitely North Carolina to cover, and I think they're going to win outright. I think it's going to be a close game. I think they'll win by 4 to 7 points.
I think this is the most – if you take away all the stakes from all the games going on this weekend, because obviously there's games that mean more that are more important in the grand scheme of college football than this one. But I think just from a matchup standpoint and from a game with entertainment value, I think this is your best bet this weekend to just sit down and have a good time watching some college football without having to worry about anything. I think this game's going to be very, very good, very entertaining, very close. But at the end of the day, Drake May's legit, and I think he's going to absolutely shine bright Saturday.
Does it make you nervous that it's supposed to rain in Charlotte tomorrow? Most of these other ones have been domed games.
Does not make me nervous.
Does it make you nervous they lost to Tech?
No,
that was a weird one. Tech changed. That was, wasn't that the week after Georgia Tech fired their coach, so they changed everything.
Or something.
So everything you game plan. No, I'm not saying North Carolina's good. I think Clemson's going to be butthurt about their loss to South Carolina and just realize they don't have
a
chance anymore.
Change things with the Ohio State thinking that we can go play Clemson in the Orange Bowl.
Hopefully.
We don't want to go play North Carolina.
Yeah, in that case, maybe they would rather go play Utah. And it'd be Utah again, right? Wasn't that the game last year?
Yeah, it was. It was a shootout. It was like 43.
Is it Utah no matter what in the Rose Bowl for the Pac-12 at this point?
Depends on what they do, right? Does it matter if they
– That's what I'm wondering. If they lose –
Because USC loses, they're going to the Rose Bowl.
If they lose, could Oregon get in to the Rose Bowl at that point?
I don't know. They would take Utah being the champ of the –
Well, I'm saying if Utah loses,
If Utah loses,
are they still in the Rose Bowl?
I don't think so. I think at that
I may
point,
have to look that up.
Isn't it a choice?
I would think so, but I don't know who would be higher ranked at that point. It would be Utah or Oregon. I guess it would probably be Oregon.
No,
maybe
Washington.
It would be Oregon. Oh, yeah, it could be Washington. That's a good point. Yeah, because I think that's what people were talking about. It could be Washington Utah loses.
But you think North Carolina is going to potentially be an opponent for us in the Orange Bowl?
I mean, it's going to be North Carolina or Clemson.
Well,
yeah.
One of those two teams is guaranteed to be in the Orange Bowl. The other team, because Ohio State's a bunch of pansies, is up in the air.
Drake May, you mentioned the weather. One thing about Drake May is very good on the ground as well. Well over 600 yards rushing on the season, which is pretty good.
How many touchdowns rushing?
Six.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's pretty good on the ground. Another thing with Drake May to keep in mind, though, is
big hands.
His name has been mentioned a lot on the internet about potential transfer rumors, so – Maybe.
Why?
Dude, he's the best quarterback in the country, is why, and he's at North Carolina.
Oh, you think he might be hunting, like, NIL stuff?
Well, I mean, they got Jordan Brand there, but I think that helps you more on the basketball side. Now, that is
100%.
It is Luke May's brother.
Yeah, I know. I was joking about that last week when I brought that up. Yeah. It absolutely is Luke May's brother, and apparently their other brother is a walk-on for the basketball team. The May family, just North Carolina royalty.
I mean, Drake May goes to Alabama, they're winning the national championship next year. He goes to Georgia, they're winning the national championship next year.
I just threw up in my mouth. We need a break.
He goes to Ohio State, they're probably winning the national championship next year.
I don't know about Ohio State.
The kid's legit. And
what about Tennessee?
He wouldn't come here because of what we talked about the other day with Joe Milton.
Nico
and Nico,
the situation,
But damn it, that kid here would absolutely – he'd win Heisman. I would be willing to bet money on that.
He had a chance this year if they don't blow a couple games late.
I mean, the kid is a true freshman who has thrown for, 36 touchdowns and almost 4,000 yards?
35 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, 3,800 yards.
And then you had the over 600 yards and 6 touchdowns on the ground as well.
Jeez. Send it to Brad Hickman. You saying him to Alabama just made me throw up. Hour three continues as we get you set for conference championship weekend. I would say Saturday, but we got the Pac-12 tonight.
You gonna watch
8 o'clock? Yeah, I'm going to a bachelor weekend.
Ooh, we're at
Townsend. Got a cabin.
Ooh.
I'm sure it will be on, and there will be beverages and grilled meats.
If you get in trouble up there, just tell them you know Hickman.
How in what way? Like, Kodak to Townsend, that's kind of a haul, buddy.
It's still in Sevier County.
Townsend?
Yeah, Townsend.
It's not Blunt?
I don't know.
There is a line change there somewhere.
I've just always considered Townsend Sevier County, Pigeon Forge area.
So is that like, is that part of your realm?
No, but I mean, I know some kings that live over there.
Who's the king of Townsend?
Got some buddies. That would qualify.
Okay, yeah. So, no, yeah, I'll be doing that. And, I mean, that's the whole reason we planned it was to – we were hoping at the time Tennessee might be in the SEC championship game. That kind of fell through. Then we were hoping, well, we'll watch all the chaos and wait on our playoff selection and see who we're going to match up with. And then that ended on a cold night in Columbia, South Carolina. So now it's just going to be watching other teams have fun, hopefully some lose, and maybe move us up a spot or two. And maybe the committee does have that change of heart that Adam Hickman has proclaimed, the Hickman hot take, that that is Sunday, right? They are doing the selections on Sunday?
Yeah,
Sunday. The playoff ranking and the will we know all the bowls by Sunday?
Should.
Okay.
You'd have a better understanding. Maybe you not officially know, but I think you would know.
Because what was the year when we were supposed to go to the what bowl was that? We were going to play West Virginia in Memphis in the Liberty Bowl. We were going to go to the Liberty Bowl and play West Virginia, and then it got flip-flopped late because Dave Hart made a few phone calls. I hope Danny White's making a few phone calls. Hope the White family and their rich tradition of athletic excellence as directors and ADs everywhere and they've got coaches in the family, ADs, associate ADs. Hopefully he's got enough pull to where he can get us in the right bowl game.
Where does TCU go if they lose? Is that where Kansas State would currently be going?
Yeah, so what, the Cotton Bowl? Are they made?
Sugar.
Yeah,
that's right. It would be the Sugar Bowl.
I'm just trying to think what chaos when
TCU Bama would be an interesting matchup. That one might.
In the Sugar Bowl?
Yeah. Because that's a team. I don't think Bama. If they don't get in the playoff, I'm saying they'd go to the Sugar Bowl since they're the high.
Gonna be chaos.
Unless Hickman's jump happens, I don't know.
The top four all win.
I do not think all of the top four will win. I think Georgia will win, and apparently Purdue got their quarterback back this week. Don't know how healthy he is or how good he's going to be. You know, as far as percentage wise,
his brother died. It wasn't injury related.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Did he miss a game, Hickman?
Think he did.
Okay, so he just has missed some practice time. And he got back yesterday or today?
Today, I believe.
So he will not have practiced all week?
Maybe.
It's kind of tough timing going into a championship game against Michigan. Hate it for him, but...
He's their only hope, so...
Yeah.
I feel pretty confident TCU loses this weekend. Out of all of them.
I mean, they're the one team that like, they've had multiple chances to lose, and they just keep finding a way to win. Like, you feel like eventually that catches up with you, but I don't know. Like, I picked them. I think I picked them. I can't even remember who I picked now.
Well, just knowing Adrian Martinez didn't play in the first matchup.
Yeah, that's true. They still won that one by 10. And that other guy had a pretty good game. Hickman said he was over 200 and threw two touchdowns.
Yeah.
And Martinez has only thrown for, what did I say, like 1,100 yards this year, but he's
also
been good
probably
on.
Also rushed for about
1,500. I was going to say, he's been. Has it been that many? Did he rush for more than he threw for?
Let's see. But I've looked at some stat lines of his this year where he had more rushing yards than passing yards.
That is what offense are they running?
He had Adrian Martinez this season threw for 1,261 yards, 6 touchdowns, and 1 pick. That's worse than the Iowa quarterback, if you guys recall.
Rushing, though.
Rushing.
Take your time. It's not a radio show.
Oh, only no. Only,
I mean, you're on the stat page. It should be right there.
Only 615 rushing yards.
You said 1,500.
Yeah, that's more than a quorum.
But okay, he went on this stretch where the game I saw, he threw for 116 yards and 1 touchdown, and rushed for 171 and 3 touchdowns.
What game was that?
I believe that was the. Okay. Dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun. Can I step in here?
Texas Tech.
It's saying there's an article from 22 hours ago. Kansas State football hopes to have Adrian Martinez available as Will Howard's backup.
What?
I'm baffled. I also saw Michigan lost a star player yesterday due to a gun charge. I think he's been suspended.
Did they suspend him or did they?
That's a good point. I don't know if they have. Apparently.
Because they hadn't, because this guy was in the process of getting his concealed carry permit. And so when he got in trouble, the judge issued some kind of, you know, special.
Mm-hmm.
Some kind of special ruling there to where, like, he's still allowed to travel out of state with the team. He's still allowed to do all that fun stuff. So
is he going
to.
So, yeah, I saw that he, I guess, was arrested and charged, or maybe just charged. I don't know if he was arrested, but I haven't seen, I guess, whether or not he's going to be suspended. I may have spoke out of turn there. We need to hit our final break.
Right to bear arms. Who cares? He's getting his concealed carry permit. He's obviously more than likely a responsible gun owner.
There are some that exist. Final break. Come back. Wrap up hour three and the week after this. Final segment of the day, of the week, to prepare you for football. Tonight you've got football this morning and this afternoon. Actually, about to kick off about 10 minutes from now. Korea and Portugal, Ghana and Uruguay. And then at 2 p.m. you get Cameroon, Brazil, Serbia, Switzerland. Yesterday was insane.
Yes.
Hickman, did you watch any soccer yesterday? Because
no.
it was madness.
How was Christian Pulisic's junk doing this?
Berhalter says it's pretty good.
Well, Pulisic came out and said he did not get hit in that area.
Yes, he said it was pelvic.
Pelvic.
Which it's probably still very, very painful.
Yes.
Probably have to deal with some swelling, some bruising, and some pain. But it sounds like he may try to give it a go tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Yesterday was crazy. So the two betting favorites, Hickman, mm-hmm. Germany and Brazil. Belgium. Brazil's still in. They got Cameroon today. I think they're already through.
Are through.
They're playing.
France is through.
What did the coach say? He said we're going to play a very unique and different lineup today. Brazil's coach.
Oh yeah.
He's like we're resting a bunch
of
guys.
Their second 11 though could win the World Cup.
Oh, I know. Yeah. They're,
it's ridiculous.
Are we in like the Sweet 16 now? Elite Eight.
We are in the Sweet 16 of the World Cup. Yes.
And we might have Barnes coaching us.
This may be a Grant Williams is on the bench in overtime type situation if he doesn't start the best lineup tomorrow.
Yeah.
But insane stuff yesterday. All the German fans were going bananas in the stands, and then it wasn't enough because freaking Japan.
Poor man.
They're just good.
Mueller came out and said it was catastrophic.
Yeah. Well, especially for him because
this is
his last World Cup, he said.
So when?
Well, he said it's unlikely to play at 41.
When's the next game I should watch?
United States, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. I mean, you can watch some of these today. I would tell you to watch Brazil at 2, but it's going to be their backup, so you're not going to really get to see the full Brazilian experience.
Anyway, right?
If you want to watch Cristiano Ronaldo, they take on Korea in 5 minutes.
Korea doesn't stand a chance.
How about Japan? Japan has been the upset masters.
They had some controversy in that game, though, right? The ball looked like it went over the line.
And then, they VAR'd it and said it was in.
Yeah.
Like that? Did you see it, the play?
Yes.
I don't know how that ball was not ruled all the way. It's weird in soccer. So, like, shut up, Hickman. Football, the ball touches the line, touchdown, or you're out of bounds. In soccer, all the way across, complete. Not even, like, the bottom of the ball can be resting out of bounds, but if the edge of the ball has not broken the out-of-bounds plane, like in the opposite direction, it's still in.
And they couldn't miss that call because the ball's even got VAR in.
I know. Which, by the way, why can we not have that in football? Do you know that, Hickman, that the soccer balls in the World Cup have a microchip that will let you know about like contact and exact location? I guarantee the ball you played with did not have a microchip in it.
Would it work in football, though?
Well, it's easier with a circular ball because you can fit it to be dead center. I don't know what you would – you'd have to have several microchips in a football. You have to.
I mean, obviously, like ones that are a catch or not a catch. That'd be the only way.
Right? I like the human element.
Oh, I don't know about
football,
that.
Though.
You'd just be able to know about like goal line.
They put them in their shoes. Oh, his foot was out by.
There are shoes that'll measure your speed now with microchips.
They used to make shoes that had springs in them that would make you jump higher.
They have those now, but they're for comfort, I think.
Yeah.
Hickman, did you ever have some Reebok pumps?
I did not.
Did you ever have the Nike Shox?
Yeah, I used to have some Nike Shocks back in the day.
Boing, boing.
The pumps? Yeah.
The Reebok Zig Tech, too. I even had the Peyton Manning kind, the
BK
pinkish
Ratch
red.
Tech? You ever have BK Ratch Tech? Do you even know what that is? You remember that from Nickelodeon?
Yes.
British Knights Ratch Tech. They would, you strapped them down like a...
We had a person in my neighborhood, they got robbed. And the way they caught him, because he was running through the woods, they saw his LA gears were lighting up, so they could.
What an idiot! What an idiot! You got to put those in like a garbage bag or something. Unbelievable! Good job on the police. What are these red lights just bouncing around in the woods for? Oh, we got the crook.
Where is he?
Takes a real Sherlock Holmes to figure that one out. Chris, I sent you a picture.
Thank you. I will look at it and hopefully enjoy that restaurant over the weekend. Have a good weekend,
folks. Don't
feel
obligated. It's just a recommendation now.
10-4. I will do that. Have a good weekend. Oh, I didn't mention it, but Tennessee plays basketball on Sunday. I bet we're going to be –
ETU?
No, it's Alcorn State.
Ugh.
We're going to be a 90-point favorite.
Yes.
Let's clean some things up, get
a
win.
I'm not watching.
Come back, talk about it all on Monday. We welcome the return of Nate Hodges. The Blitz is next. It's 3 and Out, Fan Run Radio.